Hello and welcome back to the Besotted Geek. I am Stork, but I'd rather be Denzel Washington. Sure, why not? Been on a bit of a hiatus. I'll get to that in a minute, but let's start where we always do, with the weekend box office. And this one's a bit extended. It is for the September 1 through 3. I believe Labor Day is included in there. So let's see. Kicking it off, ranked first, The Equalizer 3 grossed $34 million in its first week, knocking down Barbie to number 2, which only made a paltry $10 million for a total of $609 million. And I think Barbie, it was 2 last week as well. So there was something, I have all these numbers. I could just tell you. Blue Beetle remains at third, $7 million for a total of $56 million, which it's not going to make its money back probably, but I have to assume that's not that bad for a Blue Beetle movie. What were they thinking anyways? Coming in fourth, which was first last week, is Gran Turismo, a racing movie. $6 million for a total of $28 million. Fifth is Oppenheimer, $5 million for $308 million total. Sixth, TMNT, Mutant Mayhem, $4 million for $106 million. In seventh, coming all the way up from 19th, and this must have opened on not a lot of theaters because there's only a $700,000 difference, and making $3 million in its second week, Bottoms, which sounds pretty sexy. I don't know what it's about. But, Meg 2, The Trench, made another $2 million for $78 million. Strays made $2 million for $20 million. Is this Dogs and Cats? I don't know what this one is. And coming in at 10th, staying in 10th, actually, Talk to Me, the Maverick Goose love story. $1 million for a total of $44 million. And that is it for that. But I do have a brief getting to know you. Yeah. Why I have missed a few shows. A lot of things. One, mainly, I had some pulmonary embolisms, which to the layman, blood clots in the lungs. So I had to go to the emergency room overnight. I'm doing much better. And so I missed one there. And then we did our movie podcast at besottedpodbean.com/besottedgeek. Is that what it is? It's been a while. Bear with me. And I kind of just forgot also. I just was not. I'm doing some online poker. I restarted for the third time. What's the name? Elden Ring for the PS5. I've just been doing other things and just it totally slipped my mind earlier this week. I did want to do it and I just never prepared for it. So that's why it's coming out a little bit later than I usually like to put it out. I usually record it and then it takes me a couple days to actually get around to editing it. I'm going to try and record this and edit in the same day and put it on patreon.com/besottedgeek. And then on Saturday, it should come out everywhere, but we'll see. Yeah, so that's it. I do get in to more of the emergency room drama on our movie episode if you want to find out more about that. So moving on, new stuff watched. Ahsoka. Me and Peacock talked about the first two episodes on said movie podcast. We did watch the third one and I don't remember much of it. I just watched the fourth one yesterday and I'm enjoying it. I never watched the cartoon. Let me take that back. I watched The Clone Wars for, I don't know, I want to say 2 or 3 seasons. I just couldn't get into it. I think it's pretty bad, the writing, honestly. And I do like certain episodes of it. I did like certain episodes of it, but there's a lot of filler, too. And it's so cheesy with the beginning. War! What is it good for? Absolutely. No, that's not how it goes. But there's always that voiceover guy in the beginning. I think it's really corny. I know Star Wars, it's corny, but it was a bit much. But I do like the character of Ahsoka, so I was intrigued by this show. And I liked what I saw of her in the, Mandalorian, Boba Fett, both of those, maybe? Anyway, yeah, I've liked it so far. I think episode 3 was, like, space battle, which was cool. And episode 4 was a lot of Jedi-on-Jedi action. I love the bad guys in it. It's a real shame Ray Stevenson passed, just because that's a real shame to begin with, but he's really good in this, and his apprentice is awesome. I love her. I like them more than the heroes, which might be, I don't know. They just seem more interesting than your typical bad guys in Star Wars to me. This is probably, and we said this on the movie podcast, the most Star Wars of Star Wars shows we've gotten so far, I feel. And yeah, I'm enjoying it for that reason. As much as I like Andor and what that did, this is like, okay, this is, it very much feels like the original trilogy. So yeah, I'm liking it. And there's a big cliffhanger at the end of episode 4. It's kind of cheesy, I guess, because spoilers. It seems like Anna, I'm sure she's not, Ahsoka's not dead, but she's in this dream realm or something. And then Anakin comes up to her and that's where it ends. And it's like, oh, I can't wait to see this interaction between those two. Because I did watch enough of the cartoon and I watched the movie, the Clone Wars movie. Like I said, I do like these characters. I am lost a little bit because I didn't watch any of Rebels. So I do feel like I'm missing things. And that's kind of a bummer. I know I could go and watch the cartoons if I really feel that way, but I'm a man. I'm 45. I'm not going to go watch some Star Wars cartoon. Sorry. Anyway, that's Ahsoka. It's good. That's pretty much the only new thing I've been watching. I know Lower Decks came out, but we usually like to binge that after it's all out. Plus, we already started watching horror movies and TV shows and stuff. We've watched Slasher Season 5. I think it is Ripper. Yeah, we just finished that. And we watched the first season of Channel Zero, which is basically they take some creepypasta stories and turn them into like a 6-episode TV miniseries. And there's 3 more seasons of that. So we'll probably watch those. And we've watched a few movies too. So we're gearing up for October because we love to do a big horror movie podcast in October. And we've, I think the first one we did, we only had like 7 or 8 movies that we talked about. And then it's gotten bigger and bigger to the point where one year we had 60 or so that we try and tier based on like which one's our favorite and which we've scaled back again a little since then. And Peacock's taking a vacation in October, so we probably will miss out on more. But that's kind of why we started earlier than we usually do also. In October, as I'm calling it, since we already had October, I'm designating the 9th month as October, mostly to piss off Pittsburgh Nerd. But anyway, that's probably going to be a lot of our time. So this September's movie, I don't know what it is yet, but I don't know, that episode, if you're going to join the Patreon at patreon.com/beside geek, I'd say wait till October. Because this next one might be a little sparse, because we're just not going to be talking about a lot of other things that we watched. I'll try and figure something else to help pad it out a little bit, but yeah, October's might be our longest podcast of the year. And maybe December, too. We do a lot of Christmas stuff, too. But anyway, moving on to this show, Sports Ball. You've missed this, I can tell. And speaking of missing things, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up who won the FedEx Cup a couple weeks ago. It was Victor Hovland, the guy who won the previous tournament. And, the Norwegian? The Weege? What do you call Norwegian? Just Norwegian? Swede is so cool. Norwegian's just, it's too long. The Nordic golfer, Victor Hovland. What's that? Scandinavian. Let's go with that. He won. I think he's from Norway. He won the FedEx Cup. It was pretty dramatic. The guy he was with and him were, I can't remember that. I think it was Xander Schauffele. They were well ahead of the rest of the pack. I'm talking like 5 or 6 strokes, which on the last day is pretty substantial. And it looked like old Victor was going to choke again a little bit. It seems like he has a lot of trouble finishing sometimes. I mean, don't we all? Haven't we all been there? But anyway, yeah, he did manage to hang on and win it. So congrats to him. I think he won like 18 million or something like that. I thought it was 10, but no, the winner gets like, it's ridiculous. So as if he wasn't already set for life, now he definitely is. But he seems like a really good dude. So I hope he is, and I hope he continues to be successful because he's one of the more fun ones to root for, I feel. Although now he's top dog, so I don't like rooting for the best guy usually. So maybe I'll have somebody else next year. But the Ryder Cup's coming up. I'm not going to talk about it here. Don't worry. It's a few weeks off. But that's going to be the next event. I don't even know if they're playing anything else right now. I'm sure there's like some little side things that probably not even on TV. I don't know. The FedEx Cup Championship last event pretty much marks the end of the golf season. This just so happens to be a Ryder Cup year, so they'll do that in a few weeks. But I'll talk about that then. Also in sports ball, the NFL season kicked off last night, as of this recording. See what I did there? It kicked off the thing, the football. The Detroit Lions, I think it's an upset. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home, 21-20. I didn't see any of it, but the most important thing to take away from this is that my friend Sean from Pittsburgh Nerd didn't replace his tight end, Travis Kelce, who was out with a knee injury, and it kind of opened the door for me to maybe eke out a victory in fantasy football this week. So it's kind of shitty because they didn't announce that he was actually out until like 90 minutes before the game. I would have never known. I usually set my my team Tuesday, and then I kind of just set it and forget it. So it's burned me before like that. And I am just a slight favorite now because of it. But hey, I'll take any help I can get. I was not favored to win this one, but now I slightly am. So we'll see. I'll fill you in next week. I know this is riveting. All right, let's move on to some trailers that I watched. Do I have a trailer sound effect? I don't think I do. I'll have to remedy that. Maybe just like a rig going by, or like the horn on a rig. Honk, honk, something like that. Anyway, Castlevania Nocturne. It comes to Netflix September 28th, and the write-up is, during the French Revolution, vampire hunter prodigy Richter, I hardly knew her, Belmont, fights to uphold his family's legacy and prevent the rise of a ruthless, power-hungry vampire. And it looks like more Netflix Castlevania stuff, which I'm fine with, because they've been kind of fun. This one looks maybe even a little more action-y, a little more of a team going against the vamps. So, yeah, I'm down for this. And September 28th, really close to the spooky season. I mean, it's already spooky season for us. So, yeah, this, and maybe this will be something we add to our list of scary things we're going to watch. Next up, Thanksgiving, coming November 17th. And this one, after a Black Friday riot ends in tragedy, a mysterious Thanksgiving-inspired killer terrorizes Plymouth, Massachusetts, the birthplace of the infamous holiday. The infamous holiday? I don't know, is it? Thanks for the history lesson there. This is the movie that in Grindhouse, I believe it was Eli Roth, made one of the little trailers that they put in those movies. Or that movie. I guess it was just one, right? With two parts. I don't know. I never actually watched all of Grindhouse. I've seen the two mostly separate. I think I watched the Tarantino one with Kurt Russell, the stuntman Mike, I believe his name was. I've seen that one the whole way through. I don't think I watched the Robert Rodriguez one. I think that's who did it. But anyway, they made some like, I think Machete was one of the trailers in Grindhouse. And eventually became a movie, and I did see this trailer, and it was like, well, in the Grindhouse style, it was very grimy and like grainy and things like this. This looks a little cleaner, but if it's Eli Roth involved, it's going to be messed up. I'm not a big Eli Roth fan. It's a little too extreme for me, so I figured I'd bring it up because it's a holiday horror movie. It's probably better than Thanksgiving, but I might still rather watch Thanksgiving than an Eli Roth horror movie. Anyway, American Horror Story, Delicate, comes to FX September 20th. Oh, and that Thanksgiving is, it's going to be in theaters, by the way. This one didn't have a write-up, so I'm doing my own. Rosemary's Baby vibes, a Kardashian, and master thespian Cara Delevingne. Can Emma Roberts save this? Because she's a gem. But we haven't watched American Horror Story. We kind of left off when it was that election one, because it was just like, I'm living this. I don't want to watch it again, you know? So after that happened, I think we watched like the first episode and we're just like, no. So what was that one? Was that like Armageddon or something? I can't remember. Is this going to bring us back? I don't know. I think AHS is a little played out at this point. I much prefer the trashier somehow slasher Oh, it's so bad. Yeah. And having Kim Kardashian in it is not going to, that might keep me away more than inspire me to watch it. I don't know. They're all kind of derivative of certain things, but it doesn't look good or fun. And that's what you want. You want fun, I think, more than anything from a horror movie. That's what I look for. Otherwise, it's just too depressing. And this kind of leans in that direction for me. I don't know. It could be better. It could be good, I should say. Transformers Earthspark Expedition is a video game coming to consoles and PC on October 13th. And of course you play as Bumblebee because that's everybody blows Bumblebee. I don't get it. I thought Optimus Prime was the cool one, but it's always Bumblebee. It looks bad. The graphics are not good. It looks like you drive a little bit, you turn into a robot, you fight a robot, and then you drive a little bit further. And rinse and repeat, and then there's a boss battle, and man, does it look not good. So I will be avoiding that one for sure. I've played Transformer games before. They're not good, and this looks to continue that proud tradition. All right, let's move on to some nerd news. Dateline, December 1st. Eddie Murphy is entering the world of holiday-themed films with Amazon Prime Video's upcoming Candy Cane Lane. Did you get that? It's on Prime. It's on December 1st. Eddie Murphy. Christmas movie. Yeah, it could be fun. It's one we'll watch because we're always looking to watch new ones. And I saw this. Netflix's live-action One Piece series is now the number one ranked TV series, surpassing the record that was previously held by Stranger Things Season 4 and the Addams Family adaptation Wednesday, both of which ranked number one in 83 countries during the first few days of their release. So, I don't really know how you measure number one ranked TV series. That seems like a very broad stroke this headline is throwing out there. Maybe streaming-wise, maybe for Netflix specifically, maybe based on how many countries. Is it based on how many downloads or streams or whatever, however they measure these metrics? I don't know. But it's big, and that's kind of cool. I haven't seen it. It's almost making me want to buy the manga and start reading it. I haven't read any of it, and I need a new manga to read, so that might be the next one I pick up. It's very popular. I think it has like roughly 80,000 chapters. So it's I think it's done, but anyway, it's kind of cool to see that that is so big and popular and definitely warrants a second season. So that's going to happen, and I will check it out at some point. But maybe I'll pick up the book, try and get Peacock involved in it too. So that was neat to see. I like to see when something out of the box gets, especially for like a Western. I know a lot of people read manga in the West now, but for something to infiltrates pop culture that big, you know, it's not just the people who read it that are watching it. And hopefully that opens the door to them reading it and discovering manga and reading other great manga. And maybe then we'll get other shows of great manga. But it's always tough adapting something like that to live action, I feel. And I guess they did a good job. All right, coming soon, September 15th to Peacock. I know this is a week away, but I don't know when I'm going to record again, if it's going to be another Friday or not, so I'm bringing it up. We got a bunch of Universal horror movies dropping on Peacock September 15th. None of them looked like the OG, like Frankenstein, Dracula, The Wolfman. It's all like Bride of Frankenstein, which is better than the original, admittedly. Son of Dracula, which is not. And just a bunch of weirder ones. But maybe that means the good ones are coming around the corner. It's September 15th. Maybe they're holding on till October to drop some other ones. I didn't know they had the Universal stuff over at Peacock. I have no idea who's tied to what nowadays. What streaming service is linked to what production company movie-wise. So, cool. Also, Fast X, the true horror of cinema, is dropping the 15th to Peacock. So if you're one of those fans of Family, then yeah, you might want to check that out. I haven't seen any of them. I've seen parts of the first one, and that was enough. Perhaps it'll be a franchise we have to cover at some point. I hope not. September 8th, coming to theaters, The Nun 2. That is today, as of this recording. So the Conjuring universe is expanding with The Nun 2, Electric Boogaloo. I was trying to think of something that wasn't Electric Boogaloo, but that always just comes into my head. What's a good sequel? I'm not going to go Curly's Gold, because that's what Izzy from Everything I Learned from Movies always goes with. So I'm not stealing that shtick. I'll just go with the tried and true Electric Boogaloo. The Nun 1, I don't remember much of it. I don't remember it being that good, let's put it that way. But I guess it made enough money, or else they ran out of ways to make Conjuring movies. Coming September 15th, also to theaters, A Haunting in Venice. This is the Poirot, the third Poirot movie by Kenneth Branagh. Looked good, looked scary, right in time for the spooky season, so I wouldn't mind watching that. Not in a theater, mind you, but I when it comes to whatever streaming service it will go to, I think, I want to say Peacock. I want to say that Death on the Nile was on Peacock, but yeah, I'll check it out then. And the U.S. Open Tennis Finals are going to be September 9th and 10th, I think, maybe. I don't know who's in them. I'm just not into tennis like I used to be. Maybe it's all these young upstarts. If it was like a Williams, I know it's not a Williams sister, and I don't even have any clue who's on the men's side at all. I forget, Groff? I want to say Groff, not Steffi. Maybe I'm just messing up because of that. But yeah, if you're into tennis, that's this weekend. That's it. Let's go over our contact info. You can follow us on Twitter at Besotted Geek Pod and Blue Sky. That is at Besotted Geek Pod dot B Sky dot social org dot com slash backspace. I don't know. it doesn't roll off the tongue. I don't know if you can even access it. Well, you can't unless you're on Blue Sky. I haven't got any invites yet. Email us, besottedgeek at gmail.com. Got our website, besottedgeek.com, updated yearly. Buy some stuff on tpublic.com/user/besottedgeek, updated by the decade. Support the show, patreon.com/besottedgeek. That's updated quite frequently, at least a few times a week. And watch me suck at video games. twitch.tv/besottedgeek, and I haven't done that in like a year, so there you go. I'm really slacking here, but I should be back next week. I have every plan to be back next week, unless life gets in the way and I have a heart attack or something. I should be back. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you then. Bye.